Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible, kids. I'm Ezekiel. Today is the 9th day of July. Today we're reading Acts 27, 1-20, and reading the New Living Translation. When the time came, we set sail for Italy. Paul and several other prisoners were placed in the custody of a Roman officer named Julius, a captain of the Imperial Regiment. Aristarchus, a Macedonian from Thessalonica, was also with us. We left on a ship whose home port was Adramyttium, on the northwest coast of the province of Asia. It was scheduled to make several stops at ports along the coast of the province. The next day, we docked at sea. Julius was very kind to Paul and let him go ashore to visit with friends so they could provide for his needs. Putting out to sea from there, we incurred strong headwinds that made it difficult to keep the ship on course. So we sailed north of Cyprus between the island and the mainland. Keeping to the open sea, we passed along the coast of Cilicia and Pamphylia, landing at Myra. In the province of Lycia, there the commanding officer found an Egyptian ship from Alexandria that was bound for Italy, and he put us on board. We had several days of slow sailing, and after great difficulty, we finally heard Cnidus, but the wind was against us. So we sailed across to Crete and along the sheltered coast of the island, past the Cape of Salmon. We struggled along the coast with great difficulty and finally arrived at Fair Havens, near the town of Lassia. We had lost a lot of time. The weather was becoming dangerous for sea travel because it was so late in the fall. And Paul spoke to the ship's officers about it. "Men," he said, "I believe there is trouble ahead if we go on. Shipwreck, loss of cargo, and danger to our lives as well." But the officer in charge of the prisoners listened more to the ship's captain and the owner than to Paul. And since Fair Havens was an exposed harbor, a poor place to spend the winter, most of the crew wanted to go on to Phoenix, rather up the coast of Crete, and spend the winter there. Phoenix was a good harbor with only a southwest and northwest exposure. When a light wind began blowing from the south, the sailors thought they could make it, so they pulled up anchor and sailed close to the shore of Crete. But the weather changed abruptly, and a wind of typhoon strength, called a northeaster, burst across the island and blew us out of sea. The sailors couldn't turn the ship into the wind, so they gave up and let it run before the gale. We sailed along the sheltered side of a small island named Cada, where with great difficulty, we hoisted aboard the lifeboat being towed behind us. And the sailors bound ropes around the hull of the ship to strengthen it. They were afraid of being driven across the sandbars of Syrtis off of the African coast, so they lowered the sea anchor to slow the ship and were driven before the wind. The next day, as gale force winds continued to batter the ship, the crew began throwing the cargo overboard. The following day, they even took some of the ship's gear and threw it overboard. The terrible storm raged for many days, blowing out the sun and the stars until at last all hope was gone. So today we read a story where they were taking Paul to these ports, Paul and some other prisoners to these different places, to these ports, and they were about to set sail, and Paul told them, "I don't have a good feeling. I think there's going to be, we're going to be shipwrecked. We're going to lose cargo. I don't think we should go." But the people didn't trust him, and they went, and they got shipwrecked, as we just read. And I think the story shows that trust is an important thing, not just for God, not just for ourselves, but for godly people like Paul. Trust is an important thing that we should give to people and hear people out. So let's pray that we will have trust for righteous and for good people. Dear Jesus, help us to have trust for people that do righteous things, people that do good things, people that see things in the good ways. Help us to trust people that are obedient of you, trust people that have good wisdom, and not to trust people with false wisdom, not to trust people with foolishness, not to trust people that are encouraging us to do wrong things. In Jesus' name, amen. That's it for today. I'm Ezekiel. I'll be back tomorrow. Bye.